So my first question is, have you been involved in any of the World Science Festival events this weekend? And I can see by the tags that you're wearing that the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Excellent. My next question is, do you know what citizen science is?
Citizen science? No.
What about yourself?
I do, but I was involved with the festival, so does that not count?
Okay, well, let me ask him first.
Yeah.
So what do you think citizen science might be?
Well, citizen science could be anything from having just common, everybody around the world can help with like weather tracking and things like that. So they've got weather stations that can be in somebody's backyard that you report that in. So that could be a citizen science. I'm just going off the top of my head. I don't know what else you might be referring to.
No, that sounds exactly right. So citizen science, as I'm sure you know, like you said, you've been involved with it, is an opportunity for citizens who aren't professional scientists to get involved in science research and science projects and work with scientists and professional researchers on projects like climate and weather or collecting flying ants in your garden or identifying galaxies in space and things like that. So my next question is, have you been involved in any projects like this or would you like to be?
Have I been involved in any citizen science projects? No, I have not. But I'm pretty active in the research and science community already. But I guess would I get involved with it if the opportunity came up? Sure.
What are you researching? What do you work with?
What do I work with? Well, NASA. I work with NASA.
How cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what do you do for NASA?
What do I do for NASA? Well, I'm an astronaut.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I met my first astronaut. How exciting.
Yes,
hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So citizen science might be a bit difficult out in space, but it has happened.
Right.
There are projects out
there
are doing things like that.
Right, and we do interface with the public a lot from the International Space Station. So there are activities like that. We do oftentimes Earth observations from the space station, particularly when there's large weather. Like hurricanes or typhoons or something like that, we'll oftentimes take pictures from it above, during, and even afterwards to try and record. So I guess I've participated in some citizen science in that respect.
There you go, exactly. That's cool. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. So apart from the stuff that you do in the day job, would you be interested in getting involved in any other citizen science projects in another area of science?
Sure, yeah. I'm always interested in that.
What sort of subjects would you be interested in getting
involved
with?
Also, observing the sky, right? Looking at the stars and astronomy and all of that. Yeah, we'll do that.
What about yourself? Have you done any
studies? Actually, today I participated in a study on the genealogy of face expression and DNA.
Tell me more.
So, on the second floor
of
the Kimmel Center.
In New York City.
There is a little setup lab that they have where you can put in spit samples and they take a 3D image of your face and they take your pigmentation and some information of yours and they can figure out how the relation is between your face structure and what you look like and your hair structure with your DNA. And they're just taking free people, just anybody who wants to join can give their...
So that's definitely crowdsourcing data, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Crowdsourcing.
So what did you learn about the science behind the project, if at all?
As participating, I didn't learn that much about it, but I will as soon as the results are up, I think.
Okay.
So in 6 to 8 weeks, I'll get to know what my exact heritage is.
Oh, wow. Very
interesting. Yeah. You should go, actually. It's completely free, and you can get to know what your ethnicity is.
Okay, great. So do you know who runs the project?
I think it's Penn State.
Okay.
I believe.
We could look online and search for something like that, then people could find it.
I have a paper here that says, great, this pink paper.
It's a beautiful pink newspaper.
Yep.
So this project called the ADAPT-T2 Research Project is run by Dr. Mark Schreiber. And if you've got any questions or if you're interested, you can email him at dna2face@gmail.com.
Yep.
And he's been part of the World Science Festival over the last week as well?
Yeah, we had a program about genealogy on Thursday night, I believe. And it was great. And it explained all of this project and how lots of people have been doing research about DNA and heritage and face structuring and all. It's been great.
Cool. Thank you very much.
No
Thanks
problem.
To both of you.
You bet.